"You've got to hand it to those ancient monks brewing it up so quickly," said Vimes.
"Clever buggers," agreed Cut Me Own Throat. "It must be all that meditation and yak yogurt."
"So what's happening, Throat?" said Vimes. "Who are all the guys with the big swords?"
"Dragon hunters, Captain. The patrician announced a reward of $50,000 to anyone who brings him the dragon's head. Not attached to the dragon either. He's no fool, that man."
"What?"
"That's what he said. It's all written on posters."
$50,000?
Not chicken feed, eh?
"More like dragon fodder," said Vimes. "It'd bring trouble, you mark his words. I'm amazed you're not grabbing a sword and joining in."
"I'm more what you might call the service sector, Captain."
Throat looked both ways conspiratorially, and then passed Vimes a slip of parchment. It said, "Anti-dragon mirror shields, ankh dollars 500. Portable lair detectors, ankh dollars 250. Dragon-piercing arrows, ankh dollars 100 each. Shovels, ankh dollars 5. Picks, ankh dollars 5. Sacks, ankh dollars 1. Vimes handed it back. "Why the sacks?" he said.
"On account of the hoard," said Throat.
"Oh, yes," said Vimes gloomily, "of course."
"Tell you what," said Throat, "tell you what, for our boys in brown, 10% off."
"And you're cutting your own throat, Throat?"
15% for officers," urged Throat,
as Vimes walked away. The cause of the slight panic in his voice was soon apparent. He had plenty of competition. The people of Ankh Morpork were not by nature heroic, but were by nature salesmen. In the space of a few feet, Vimes could have bought any number of magical weapons, genuine certificate of authenticity with everyone, a cloak of invisibility, a good touch, he thought, and he was really impressed by the way the stall owner was using a mirror with no glass in it. And, by way of lighter relief, dragon biscuits, balloons, and windmills on sticks. Copper bracelets guaranteed to bring relief from dragons were a nice thought. There seemed to be as many sacks and shovels about as there were swords. Gold, that was it. The hoard. $50,000. An officer of the watch earned $30 a month and had to pay to have his own dents beaten out. What he couldn't do with $50,000... Vimes thought about this for a while, and then thought of the things he could do with $50,000. There were so many more of them, for a start. He almost walked into a group of men clustered around a poster nailed to the wall. It declared, indeed, that the head of the dragon that had terrorised the city would be worth 50,000 ankh dollars to the brave hero that delivered it to the palace. One of the cluster, who from his size, weaponry, and that way he was slowly tracing the lettering with his finger, Vimes decided was a leading hero, was doing the reading for the others. "To Terher Palaki," he concluded.
50,000,
said one of them reflectively, rubbing his chin.
"Cheap job," said the intellectual, "well below the rate. Should be half the kingdom and his daughter's hand in marriage."
"Yes, but he ain't a king. He's a patrician."
"Well, half his patrimony, or whatever. What's his daughter like?"
The assembled hunters didn't know.
"He's not married," Vimes volunteered, "and he hasn't got a daughter."
They turned and looked him up and down. He could see the disdain in their eyes. They probably got through dozens like him every day.
"Not got a daughter," said one of them. "Wants people to kill dragons and he hasn't got a daughter?"
Vimes felt in an odd way that he ought to support the lord of the city.
"He's got a little dog that he's very fond of," he said helpfully.
"Bleeding disgusting, not even having a daughter," said one of the hunters. "And what's $50,000 these days? You spend that much in nets."
"That's right," said another. "People think it's a fortune, but they don't reckon on... Well, it's not pensionable. There's all the medical expenses. You've got to go and buy and maintain your own gear."
"Wear and tear on virgins," nodded a small fat hunter.
"Yeah, and then there's..."
"What?"
"My speciality is unicorns,"
the hunter explained, with an embarrassed smile.
"Oh, right." The first speaker looked like someone who'd always been dying to ask the question.
I thought they were very rare these days.
You're right there. You don't see many unicorns either, said the unicorn hunter.
Vimes got the impression that in his whole life, this was his only joke.
Yeah, well, times are hard, said the first speaker sharply.
Monsters are getting more uppity too, said another. I heard where this guy, he killed this monster in this lake, no problem, stuck its arm up over the door.
Poor Uncle J. Les Autres, said one of the listeners.
Right, and you know what? It's mum come and complained. It's actual mum come right down to the hall the next day and complained, actually complained. That's the respect you get.
The females are always the worst, said another hunter gloomily. I knew this cross-eyed gorgon once. Oh, she was a terror. Kept turning her own nose to stone.